Please welcome Karen Drucker.
Woke up this morning, something was not right. My poor head was a-throbbing, cause I tossed and turned all night. Well, this unfamiliar feeling, it kind of shook me up inside. Cause the truth it was revealing that a part of me had died. So I called my higher self, and she gave me the bad news. She said, your life is just so good, you lost the right to sing the blues. That broken down old Chevy that was eating me alive, well, I visualized a Lexus and now it's sitting in my drive. And that man of mine, that scoundrel, that rotten low-down bum, I transformed him into a love god with a sizable trust fund. And everywhere I looked, I was confronted with a clue that my life was just so good, I lost the right to sing the blues. Now, you can sing the blues if you can't pay your rent, and you can sing the blues if your money has all been spent. But how can I sing the blues? I ain't got no excuse when I'm driving in my Porsche on the way to Mama Sue's. So you won't find me wailing late at night in some smoky bar. You won't see me crying tears into my old guitar. Honey, I am too busy cleaning my chakras and chasing bad karma away and fluffing up my aura. Well, it takes Richard at least all day. Now that I am enlightened, I've got to spread the news. When life gets this darn good, you lost the right to sing the blues. I'm gonna blow. Wait, it's not right. The pain of searching and not finding any reason to complain, cause my stars are in alignment and my house is all feng shui and I'm filled with peace and harmony and my bills have all been paid. I've let go of my struggle and you know I've paid my dues. When life gets this darn good, you lost the right to sing.
What are you saying? Are you going to just not whine anymore? Can we all just, like, agree on that? No, we're not going to do that. We've lost the right to sing the blues. Because it feels so good to whine. Oh, yes, it does. I love that. David Martin. Struck it. Thank you so much. Thank you.
And welcome. You are listening to Tall Cat Psychic 101 on Station 1. That's right, every second and fourth Monday, right here, right now, I aspire to inspire you with no-nonsense wisdom and refreshingly real radio. Yeah, baby. If you are new to Psychic 101, I'm a third-generation psychic medium and spiritual teacher that knows everyone has intuitive ability. That's right, every one of us has within us the resources we need to make it all the way back home. I created this show to be a location for teaching, discussion, and, of course, live readings. Psychic 101 format goes something like this. I'll be talking about fascinating topics that you won't likely hear about just anywhere else. Shameless plug. If you would like to contribute to this discussion, share an experience, or would like a live reading, just give the tall one a call. It's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And as I understand it, the wonderful folks at BBS have added a lot of new call lines, so let's try them out tonight. What do you say? Let's do a show and let's try out like the new call lines, dude. Oh, it would be so cool. You won't be interrupting if you call in either, because I'm very good at getting back on the topic, and I love hearing from you. Just not the same, this show, without live contact from the audience, so don't hesitate to call. Before we get started, I'd like to tell you about the wonderful World Wellness Expo. This is a fresh, bold event scheduled for July 18th and 19th right here in Santa Fe. It's all about services and ideas and moving toward a sustainable future. This two-day event has featured speakers such as Marianne Williamson, Deepak Chopra, and Martin Luther King III. Check out the event at worldwellness.org or at my website, KarenTallCat.com for details. And then come see me. Yeah, come on over there. I'll be in booth 91 for readings, and I will be speaking about spirituality in a rapidly changing world on Saturday at 11 a.m. So back to the show. You were just listening to the oh-so-cool Ms. Karen Drucker singing I Lost the Right to Sing the Blues. When life gets this darn good, you lose the right to sing the blues. Can we just agree right now to give up on the whining? Even though it feels so great to whine, doesn't it? I love a good whine. Now, some might say that living in our times, we have a right to whine about it. People are hurting. The economy is bottoming out. There are tragic, deep human losses, disease, famine, and one crisis after another going on a global level. Which reminds me of a story. Stories are great segues, don't you think? This story, I've told it before, and you may remember it. It's a story about a man that actually died in an automobile accident. He was a young man. And as he looked down at his body, he realized he had left his body. He was, in fact, dead. At the same time, suddenly out of nowhere, this thought occurred to him. Hey, wait a minute. I have something to say about this. And boom, kaboom, he was back in his body. Just like that. He decided to stay in the body and finish his experience on this plane. Now, he effectively changed his course and his timeline simply by an inner thought. You know, we have so much more to say about our circumstances and our quality of life than we really think we do. I'm going to pause for just a minute because I want to remind you guys that it's okay to call in during the show at any time. You don't have to wait for a stopping point, and you don't have to hesitate to call in. Just dial the numbers, let your fingers do the walking, baby. Give the tall one a call at 888-815-9756. If you want to share an experience, if you want a reading, if you want to make a comment, if you want to disagree with me, that's cool too. Just dial the numbers and give us a call at BBS. I'll be happy to speak with you. Look forward to it. So as I was saying, this young man who suddenly died in this automobile accident looked down, saw his body, and decided, hey, I'm going to finish my experience on this plane. And he did it by simple inner thought. I think we might have a caller. Do we have a caller?
Yes. Hi, Tolka. How are you?
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Trish.
Hi, Trish. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a lot going on in the next couple months, and I was wondering if you could give me any insight as to how it might play out.
Okay. This is what I see when I look at your energetic field around you. You indeed have a lot going on, and these things that are happening in your life right now. Some of them may seem almost to be on a mundane level. Others seem to carry a lot of weight. But every single little shift, no matter how subtle, that's going on with you at this time is almost part, I would describe it something like this, almost like a predestined course that you have approached. And this is where you're sitting at right now. Is that how it feels to you? Still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Does it have that kind of feeling to you, like you're at a crossroads point?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
We're having, seems like a little interference on the line, but the guys at the studio will fix it. Do you feel like you're at a crossroads?
I feel like I've had a lot of things happen that I don't quite understand.
Now, that often comes when you're at a point of what I would call either a deep awakening or a change that is significant over the course of your lifetime. You know, we come to points as we go along in life. We come to certain points where we have opportunity for major learning and major advancements and major changes. And this is where you are. And it involves kind of a restless feeling and sort of an uncertainty. Sometimes you feel kind of overwhelmed. Like I would say with you, it's almost like somebody took all the parts of your life and shook it up really hard and sort of tossed it out, and everything is like really open to change and being rearranged. Are you in relationship right now?
I am not.
Did you say no?
No.
No?
Yes, I'm not.
Yes, okay. Are there changes going on within the relationship area with you?
My last relationship was with someone that it ended in January.
What I get the sense of with you is there's still some residual around that relationship which ended, and you are, I would almost call it rebuilding. Not that it was necessarily devastating that this relationship ended. However, the ending of that relationship was timely and appropriate, and it was completed, and everything about it feels like it was ultimately right. Are you in the midst of, I see for you, looks like within the next 2 months, the possibility of either relocating to a new residence or moving to a different location. Have you been thinking about that?
Yeah, actually that was one of the things that I was going on, is that struggling between making an offer on two different properties.
Not only is there the move going on, but there's something going on with your work as well, as far as I see a really major change as far as whatever it is you do for a living, or rather radical opportunity that's going to present itself to you. So kind of like be prepared for something that may seem very out of the box. It also may seem as though it's not, you know, the standard reliable type job description, but this opportunity carries a blessing within it. Now, the relocation part, it looks to me as though, is your house on the market now?
I sold my house. I'm just looking to buy.
Awesome. You sold it. Awesome. Congratulations. In this market, congratulations, girl. Good manifestation skills. So you're between locations, you're between jobs, you're between relationships. Here's what I see for you, Trish, within 3 months. You're probably not even going to recognize your life. If you were to take a picture of it now and to compare the picture of it now 3 months down the road, you would be surprised at the difference between then and now. Know this about the decisions that you make. Whatever decision you make, you're in a period of time where you really can't go wrong. That's not to say it's going to be real easy and everything's going to fall into place perfectly. You're in a position of major change and transformation, and that gets messy and it gets chaotic at times. But that is the way for quantum leaps to happen, which is what you are looking at. Isn't that so good?
It is good. I'm not in between jobs. I have a very stable job, but clearly I must be having something change within that job.
It is either an advancement or something in the job description that's altered. It's going to afford a lot more creativity, is the main feeling that I get about it. And that is really wonderful.
I guess my question was, you mentioned the relationship that ended in January. Do you see us reconnecting?
I have the feeling that you kind of, there's still somewhat of a cord between you and this person. By cord, I mean an emotional attachment that is still there on a certain level. But truly and honestly, to give you the honest impression that I have, and that's my impression, and go with your inner knowing, but my impression is that relationship has served its purpose, it's really completed, You may remain friends or you may contact each other at a point in the future, but I really see something new and different in the future for you.
I can't hear you anymore. You faded out.
I'm saying that I see something new and different in relationship for you in the future.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Trish. Okay, so as I was saying, everybody, about this young man that died suddenly, he looked down at his body and he saw that, you know, that he was like dead, and he decided he would change his course. And hey, I have something to say about it. And we do have so much more to say about our circumstances and quality of life than we think we do. Do we have a caller on the line?
Hey, Karen.
Yes, hi, hello. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name's Jim. I'm just doing a quick follow-up. You gave me a reading a couple months ago, and you were bang on because you said I'd be leaving Florida. My purpose there was done, and I'm back up north. And
yay!
Since you're right on where I'm going to be this summer, I'm just wondering, I'm trying to manifest being in South America next winter because I haven't had a Canadian winter in a long time, and do you see me getting somewhere back south again, if not Florida, or what do you, or just generally, what do you see happening next 6 months?
Well, what I have to say first to you, Jim, is like, you know, major kudos and super congratulations, dude, because you made this move and you took this action. And what you
Thank
did
you.
By making this move and just doing it, you know, just like getting off dead center and just doing it, you creatively opened a door for all kinds of stuff to come your way. And truly, your future, when I look down your timeline, you have got amazing opportunities ahead of you and some wonderful choices to make. And, you know, we've talked before about the possibility of romance, and that is moving to you faster than ever. Now, as far as location goes, you're looking at the South American possibility. I see you taking a trip over there to the area in South America that you're interested in, and the somewhere near the end of the summer or the first part of the fall. And this looks like an exploratory type of trip to just get an idea of what's over there. All you have to do, my friend, is stay open and like go with the flow, because you have moved yourself into a position of being able to receive really some amazing opportunities. Finally, because it's been slow coming for you, I know.
Yeah.
Things are going to be happening faster. In fact, as slow as things were before for you, you know, kind of like slow to evolve and slow to manifest and, you know, coming along but rather slowly, you know, like buckle your seatbelt, because things are going to be happening really quickly, and be prepared to make decisions and choices and really tuned into your inner knowing, because, like, really, the world is just before you, like on a plate. It looks good.
Okay,
looks
great.
Yeah, I mean, really absorb that and go with it, because I'm not just telling you this to make you feel good. This is what I see.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you. And I guess it was just a matter of taking that first step and really getting out of that rut. It just changed everything. It was hard, but I'm so glad I did it. And knowing that you said I'd be somewhere different, it kind of gave me that little extra push. So I think you played a big part of it, getting me moved on. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, that's what my work is about. It's not really me doing something for the client or telling them something they can't access on their own. It's kind of a way of giving you a little bit of a nudge and a little bit of a you know, some parameters and some ideas. And all it takes is for your mind to open. And that's what happened when we talked. Your mind opened up and you became ready to accept change. You know, a lot of people never do that. So, like, you should revel in that and just be ready
one line
for
you said,
to come.
One line you said, my purpose or my contract of Florida was up. And after 21 years, I'm saying, yeah, I think it is up. It just feels different. That line stuck in my mind, and I went with it. So thanks again, Karen. And
you're so welcome, Jim.
Thanks again.
I'm so proud of you, and let me know how things go, please.
Thank you. You bet.
Okay, bye. So as I was saying about the young man that decided just that, hey, I have something to say about whether I want to live or die. You know, it has been said that this phrase, as within, so without, is actually a mantra. And that nothing, no law is more powerful or more truthful than those words, as within, so without. Because as within is the very fabric of reality. Because that is where reality comes from. And I think we have another caller. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. This is TalkAt.
Oh, hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What can I do for you?
I was just wondering about career-related stuff. I've been really working hard at trying to, move my career forward.
Yeah, you said stuck kind of like it, because when I look at your energetic field, I get a visual flash of somebody with kind of like a really, almost like you're kind of stuck and almost, it feels almost like quicksand. And it, I don't mean that it's like you can't get out of it and it'll never change, but it has had that feeling to you of really kind of like same old, same old. Is that correct? Did you say yes?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's what's going on with you. When I see somebody that has that feeling of like kind of like stuck in quicksand, and it's not that you're not making effort, and it's not that you're you just said, oh, to hell with it, I'm stuck, because you have not had that attitude. In fact, you've even tried to manifest some opportunities and some positive changes, and so far it hasn't come through. Here's the deal with you, my friend. The only thing that's going on with you is a matter of timing, and there definitely is two new opportunities for you around the first part of the fall. So I really want to encourage you to remain open about any kind of opportunity that may come your way, either within your current job or something outside of it. But I also don't see you changing radically from one area to another. It's like a variation on what you currently do.
Is there anything I can do, like, right now, though, for that?
As far as bringing it to you?
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, girl, you know, I always meditate before I do these shows. And you are right on topic with what I'm going to be talking about. And what you have to do is this, and this is going to sound too simple, but please consider it. Focus in your mind on exactly what you want, and stay focused on that image and what you want. Don't look too much at the environment and what's happening and things that might seem discouraging or like it's not going to happen, because it's going to unfold and unfold again and unfold again. All you have to do is stay focused on your heart's desire, and you're going to get there. Get there. This year, you're going to get there.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Stay tuned and listen to the rest of the show.
Will do. Thank you.
We'll help you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. So as I was saying, within this very fabric of reality, it's within us, and that's where reality comes from. It's not external, it's internal. But as a society, we are trained backwards. We're taught to look at the environment, to see it as a fixed reality that we have little, if anything, to say about. We are trained from social consciousness to respond, react, and then act based on the environment, what's around us, what we see, what we hear, what we read, what we know, to attempt to protect ourselves from it in any way we can. And please get this, because this is so important. We are already the mind of the environment. So when we respond to what's around us on the external, in the environment, we are in essence creating a closed loop. I know. Just kind of think about it. And maybe go back to the archives and listen again. It took me a while to get this too. So we don't get anywhere by responding to the environment around us. Nothing happens, nothing changes, status quo remains closed loop when we look at the environment around us. Hi, we have a caller. Hello. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. What can I do for you?
Oh, you know, I feel like my summer has been really busy, but it's like a blank slate. Like I don't know what's coming up, and I wondered if you could look into that.
Well, are you talking in particular about work and family life?
Social life.
Social life,
and,
okay.
And spiritual endeavors.
Okay. Here's what I see coming to you. Looks like roughly within 3 to 4 months, although it could come a lot faster simply because we're talking about it and we're putting attention on it. Mm-hmm. I see an opportunity coming towards you for, it looks as though it's some type of a, it might be in the form of a class, it might be a seminar or conference or something that involves a type of teaching, but it's a group event that you that you're going to benefit greatly from. This is going to be sort of a launching pad for you to really grab onto your next big adventure in life, and that's really kind of what I feel that you're looking for, is what is the next big adventure in life? Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree.
And, you know, it's not like your life is bad and you're struggling and, oh, my God, I have this crisis. It's kind of like, what is next? You are antsy to grow, and you're curious, and you're kind of hungry, and you want to know about some new things. You want some new skills. You want to step into your power a little more, and I want you to know that you are being intuitively guided, and that the universe knows where you are, and that you have kind of been either meditating or praying along these lines, in essence, as a way to describe this feeling that you have, and this vibration emanating from you is being picked up by the spiritual world that is attached to you and cares about you moving forward. 2009 is going to be, in the spiritual area, you're going to grow by leaps and bounds, and it's not going to be comfortable all the way, but it's going to be exactly what you're looking for as long as you stay open to it.
Okay.
All you have to do is stay open to it and be ready for opportunities and keep your eye out for things that might come across your path, because everything that you want is moving towards you. Your vibration is out there. The universe is picking it up. Things are going to start ping, ping, ping back on the switchboard back towards you as far as communication goes. Look for it, like, immediately.
Great.
Isn't that so good? And you
great.
Calling in and us talking about it has only solidified that even more so.
I really suggest
for you, this just popped into my visual field here, that you keep a journal and you write down things that are happening. Here's why. It helps you to pay attention to the subtle guidance from the spirit world.
Okay.
Some of your guidance may be very, very subtle, almost like the tickle of a feather. It may come in a dream. It may be a passing thought. It might be something you hear spoken in a movie. But keep a little journal right now, because you're on the fast path to really growing in 2009. Massive change. Really good. Really good stuff,
yeah.
Girl.
I feel good about it.
Yeah,
Thank you very much.
You are ready. You're primed and you're ready to receive it.
I just started some, I think you would call it shamanic work. Drumming.
Yes. Wonderful.
And yeah, so I feel like that. I never thought of myself along those lines, but a friend invited me and it really was good.
Yes,
so.
Yes. You have tuned into something and you're beginning to build a real, beyond a foundation, into the point of understanding where you're going to be able to reach out to other people.
All right.
Yeah.
That's great.
So just enjoy the ride. Have a good time, my friend, because it's going to be fun.
I'm going to have a good time.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye. So as I was saying, you know, when we respond to the environment, what's external, instead of creating it from internally, nothing happens, nothing changes, status quo remains. It's a closed loop. This might even feel comfortable, but it is not advancing. And eventually it will be uncomfortable, because the environment around you, the things in your life, the people, places, times, and events going on around you, all of it, job, relationship, good stuff, bad stuff, All of it is created simply to give you feedback. Now, you don't have to respond to the environment because it's merely a tool provided for feedback. The environment gives you the opportunity to observe and then change the environment from within, as within, so without. Now, science supports this theory, and thanks to teachers like Rampa, Abraham Hicks, the movie What the Bleep, and Dr. Greg Simmons, whose interview on BTO inspired tonight's topic, this concept is more accepted and understood than it used to be. The hardest part about understanding this powerful truth is its simplicity. Now, before I go to a personal example and another great segue story, I think I have a caller on the line. Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, yes, you're on the air with Tallcat. What can I do for you?
Hi, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Basically, I'm in the process of letting go of my marriage, which ended a few days ago. And I'm more grateful and peaceful and trusting than ever, and looking forward to the next chapter of my life. So I'm just wondering if you, or what you see for me.
Oh, I'm so glad you called. And as soon as you started speaking, I knew there was a relationship that ended. And I have to say, you already know this, but as a confirmation, because you're very tuned in, gentlemen. But you ended something that was to be completed. You reached full circle on that relationship. And everything about the completion of that experience is meant to be totally positive, totally. And I know you already know this. This is, in fact, the words that are coming to me kind of from the spirit world is that you have graduated from one level and you're about to move to the next. Now, what's in front of you is so, so beautiful because it has a very clean, open, spacious quality to it. I get this sense that in the last few years of your relationship, you almost felt as though you couldn't breathe, almost like, metaphorically, you were suffocating. And this isn't a bad reflection on your partner. It's simply what happened at the end of this experience. The experience of this relationship is not wasted because it's going to add to your wisdom so greatly. And in the future, as you move forward, what I see for you is I actually see, and this would sound probably to you, probably think, oh, my God, oh, no, no way. I actually see another relationship not that far down the road, not that you're desperate for one, because I don't feel you are. But this relationship is one that is meant to grow and to continue and to move forward. Now, I do see a lot of grief involved in the ending of this relationship. Of course, it doesn't take a psychic to know that. But I get the feeling of a lot of tears being shed. And not just, I think it was difficult for both you and your partner, but so that you feel a little bit more soothed about this radical change, I want you to know that ending it was good for your partner as well. So appropriate, everything about it. Now, your life this coming year, having stepped out of this relationship, is going to really evolve rapidly because you opened a door just like Jim did when he left Florida. He took action and he made a definite decision and a change. And you have opened the door to the spirit world rushing in to supply you with some amazing new experiences to replace the one that is missing. You know, you got out of a vacuum when you left that marriage. And you are in a position to really evolve rapidly, spiritually, socially, your work. I actually see you. Is your work that you do right now, does it have a creative component to it?
Yes, I'm a fine art photographer.
Because I was going to say that it looked as though you did drawing. It looked like artwork. This work that you do, this creative work, something totally new is going to be birthed out of these changes. And from what I can see, you're quite a vivid dreamer as well. And in some of your dreams, and if you aren't dreaming vividly now, you will begin to open to this. Some new ideas about a different way to handle this business. Also see your photography business and it being even more cutting edge and really futuristic, very much something new and different in the field of photography. That's important to know. Almost as though you invent a new technique. And I see a move coming as far as relocating and where you live. Do you meditate?
Oh, I got away from it, but I usually meditate a lot.
Yes, because I see this as something that's going to, you know, go back home. Go back to that, go back to the pillow and the meditation is sort of the feeling I have, because in that meditative space is everything that you need to contact to move forward from here. And if I would put it this way, meditation is calling you back.
Yeah.
Go back to your meditative practice, because you had a pretty good one. And when you sit down the first time, you're going to feel like you came home. And this focus is going to be very important for your new life, and you are having a new life.
Yeah, and with the move that you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
I've been really trying to tap into that, and, you know, it's funny, Sedona comes up over and over and over, and then I tried to look at that and go, okay, now why Sedona?
Sedona is so typical, you know. Everybody says, oh, I would love to go to Sedona because it's spiritual. And here's what I suggest for you.
Yeah.
Deliberately choose not to make a decision for several months, because your whole world is evolving right now very quickly. My suggestion, the feeling I get from Spirit, is go poke around a little bit. Take some weekend trips. Take a friend with you, or go alone, whatever feels comfortable, and explore some places. Put your feet on the ground about where you're thinking about going. And this directly from Spirit for you. When you make your move and you relocate, and it may well be Arizona, it may be the Four Corners area, when you make that move, suggestion from the spirit world is to rent something. Don't purchase, because you may have a secondary adjustment in your course before you land exactly where you're meant to be.
Okay?
I'm so glad you called. You're in a real good place.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great night.
You too. So, as I was saying, this the hardest part about understanding as within, so without, and realizing that we control our environment, is that it's so simple. Now, I'm going to go to a personal example, but let me take this one more call quickly. Hello, hi, you're on the air. Who am I speaking with? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. This is
Paul. I wasn't sure I was through. So, yeah, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
I have a question just about my career. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? You want to know a career question?
Yeah, just like what's going on. What do you recommend? Well, I don't know what's going on right now, because I just lost my job, so.
Were you in real estate?
Was that?
Were you in real estate?
No, I was in marketing.
Okay. I had the vibe of something about selling and buying.
Oh.
Here's what's going on with you.
No.
Real short and to the point, because I want you to get this. There's a lot of changes happening with selling and buying, and that includes marketing and that sort of thing. One system is dying, and another one is being born, and I'm talking on a global level. You know, there's an old system of buying, selling, and a new whole way of looking at that is changing. And your job going away is part of that. And because you were involved in the old system, that's sort of how that happened, which is a very good thing, because you're set to go into something totally new. And what I see you, what I see for you is that you're going to need to go back to work within a certain amount of time, but it's not like you have to go right back to work right away. It's as though you're okay for the time being. Really use this time that you have to meditate, to focus, to really relax. Do some sketching, do some journaling, do some creative dreaming, because what's in front of you, and I see this as plain as day, is what I call a light bulb idea or a genius idea for some type of work that is going to take you in a direction that is much more fulfilling. It was very timely that your job ended. It was appropriate.
Okay.
So you're moving into something new and something better. Just stay open to it, and you'll see what it is. It's going to be as plain to you as a billboard sign.
Okay. And
isn't
you know when?
Good? Okay. Thanks, Michelle, for calling.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay,
I have a question.
Oh, yes? Yes? Oops, it looks like I lost her. Okay, so as I was saying, the powerful truth of As Within, So Without, what's hard about it is its simplicity. You know, recently Michael and I relocated to Santa Fe. We live in Pecos near the National Forest at the top of a mountain. This is like my dream, everybody. Now, to get to our earth-bermed home, you have to travel up a steep, winding, and very rocky road with a deep arroyo along the way. But it's a spectacular view. There's bears, deer, mountain lions, along with lots of little critters, and we love it here. So we moved into the house with a great, fabulous view into immediate construction for a remodel. But we have, you know, like this great construction crew. We've done this before. We figure we can handle it. Yeah, we're cool. So the view is fabulous, but we live in the middle of a construction site. Right now there is a toilet from a remodel work in our front yard, and we're sleeping on a mattress on the floor of Michael's office while the casita's remodeled. We haven't seen our clothing, most of it, for 2 weeks. Now, this weekend, a kitchen plumbing problem, i.e. a little flood, developed. This resulted in washing the dishes this weekend with the water from the well pump outside. This is our sovereign homestead here, you see. Now, I'm sharing this with you because as all moves and remodels do and all changes, these inconveniences, which are so very unmodern and irritating, brought out a deep desire to snipe at each other. Very bad relationship couple habit, and I'm sure none of you out there know what I mean. As we drove to Home Depot in stony silence after a particularly brisk sniping episode, I glanced over at Michael. Neither one of us are very good at fix-it jobs. His face was dead serious. In a very tense tone of voice, he said, "I'm going to buy a new hose for the sink. I just hope I am man enough to put it in." I replied, "I hope you are too." Somewhere within me, laughter stirred. Like the guy that died, realizing he could participate in what was occurring, we talked about it, and a little at a time, we simply decided to stop the sniping, reacting, and getting frustrated. And here's the deal. It worked. Oh, we were still hot. We were still tired. But we reconnected, and we used our creativity to make a wonderful salmon dinner in the middle of this chaos. Here's why things changed. We stopped responding, especially over-responding, to the chaotic environment by looking within us. We realized we were the mind of the environment. And by changing our attitude within, everything shifted to something better. It is in such small, everyday, ordinary, common stories that the truth of as within, so without is evident. As within, so without truly are the keys to the kingdom of heaven. That universal law, as within, so without, truly is the key to the kingdom of heaven. This is how it goes. Use the environment or your circumstances as feedback about the attitudes and beliefs within you that support those aspects of the environment that you don't like. Then change those attitudes and beliefs. Simply observe them and change them. If you can go within and create change from there, from within, then you are the greatest wizard. You might say, but like, how do I find the attitudes that have to do with the aspects of the environment that I do not like? Like, isn't it really hard to get that honest and to get down to it? Nope. It isn't. Guess what? No excuses. Here's why. Because according to science, according to spiritual law, these aspects will, and they will, according to spiritual law and science, rise to the surface because you are looking for them. You can count on it. It will bubble up to the surface. It just takes a matter of focus and a determination, and the determination may only take 1 second, 30 seconds, or less to make that determination, like the fellow that died and realized he was out of his body. He only had a thought. one thought, and he popped back into his body. That's how powerful we are from the inside, as opposed to the environment. Where attention goes, energy flows. And according to law, the aspects that are holding you up within you will come to the surface. Then, guess what? You're responsible for them. Please remember how important it is to pay attention. All guidance, every genius idea, all inspiration on all levels arrives only when we pay attention. This is a major shift in mindset. Here's what the major shift in mindset is. Listen to this. This will make you nuts until you finally accept it. Reality exists because of us. Now, I can hear someone saying, oh, no, it does not. One of the reasons we have trouble accepting that truth is this. We are not willing to be completely responsible for our lives and the conditions of our lives. Isn't that amazing when you stop and think about it? Now, if you decide to go within and connect with the aspects within you that are causing the events in your environment that are not to your liking, when you make that decision, realize that what comes to the surface and what you see is going to be your responsibility to deal with. And there is nothing, I will tell you from experience, there is nothing more liberating than having that happen. Now, I want to pause here for a moment because I want to say that if anybody has a question, we have time for maybe one more caller before we wrap up the show. So if you've got one more question, comment, or you want to do a reading, now's the time to make that call, 888-815-9756. And a reminder to check out worldwellness.org or Karen Tallcat with a K, Conley.com for details about that weekend. Of July 16th, what is it, 16th, 18th, and 19th. I'll be here in Santa Fe. Hi, hello. Is that a caller?
Hi, Karen. This is Alex.
Hi, Alex. What can I do for you?
Hi. I just had a question about career. I'm pretty young, but I'm really interested in going into some kind of spiritual work later on. And
okay.
I want to know if I'm kind of on the right track.
You want to know if you really have what it takes to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the deal. What I see is that what you're doing now has very little to do with that line of work, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a student, so I'm just kind of floating, I think, until...
Let me say this to you, Alex. You are in a beautiful time of life, and you're poised on the brink of awakening. And yes, it absolutely is something along the lines of healing you're going to be involved in. It may not be your central means of earning money, but it's going to be incredibly satisfying. Take this time to really investigate everything you have to offer, and this is directly from Spirit World to you. Ask the universe to supply you with the right teacher that you need.
Okay.
Okay? You're in a wonderful spot. Just absolutely open your mind and see what fits. You're going to definitely be doing something that makes you feel fulfilled in a spiritual way and is helpful to others.
Okay.
Okay? Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you so much. All right.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
So the question always comes when I say we're responsible for our reality and our environment and the conditions of our lives. This is the question that comes, and I can definitely hear this telepathically out there in the audience as well. Yeah, but. What about pedophiles, the Holocaust, and all the bad things that happen to good people? Well, guess what? There will never be an answer to that question that is acceptable to you because you do not want to accept full responsibility for everything that happens to you. You prefer not to go within to change what is without, but I will warn you, it is so much better when you get past that. I decided not to share any teaching with you when I took on this show that I have not experienced myself. And I can tell you from personal experience that this is possible to accept responsibility and go within and change what's without. Because I have done it. I have done it for from very dark, foreboding, seemingly impossible places in my past experiences, I have emerged by going within. Someday when my so-called book is finished, you can read about that for yourself. But from these experiences, I know there is nothing that cannot be resolved if it is your intention to resolve it. It's simply a matter of shifting your outlook. I'll say that again. There is nothing that cannot be resolved if it is your intention to resolve it. This is the reason to give up on whining, even though we enjoy a good whine. When we know the truth of as within, so without, we won't need to sing the blues. You know, when I realized when Mike and I were sniping at each other, here we are in our beautiful homestead next to a national forest at the top of a mountain, we lost the right to snipe and sing the blues because we were in our created dream. So it's true. When we know the truth of as within, so without, we don't need to sing the blues, we don't need to whine, and we don't need to snipe either. We don't need no sniping. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight and for participating in the show, especially for participating. If you can, come and see me at World Wellness Expo in July here in Santa Fe. I'm going to leave you now with what is called the answer to the most profound question. It's a little video by Abraham Hicks. Hang around and listen to it. You'll be glad you did. And then go to YouTube and look at it again, because it's beautiful. Abraham says it so very well in this beautiful conversation about life and what it is all about. All my love to you. I'll see you next time.
Stand if you think it's you. Yes.
Okay. So after about a three-year hiatus of being at the live events and listening to the weekly CDs, I've come up with two things. I keep opening the CD and thinking, my question's going to be in this CD. It's in all the CDs, but I can't quite get some of these things. Well, actually, my first question has to do with the question, the evolution of the questions that have been discussed. At first, there was a lot of, what about child molestation? What about the Holocaust? How this law of attraction doesn't work here or there? And that seems to have dropped away.
You know why? We never give a satisfying answer.
You never give a satisfying answer?
Not to those questions. In other words, we never tell anybody what they really want to hear. In other words, we say you create your own reality.
Right.
Period. And then they say, but what about bad things happening to other people? And we say, they create their own reality.
Right.
And then they say, but why would anybody create something they don't want to create? And we say, because they don't know what they're doing.
Right.
They're offering vibrations that they're not paying attention to.
I think people eventually got that. I kind of promised I wouldn't ask this question, but I'm going to anyhow.
Who did you promise?
This is it. I've mentioned to people and they said, oh, don't. But this is a quick one. Why do dogs risk getting bugs in their eyes, sticking their heads out of car windows?
Well, tell your friends that you have asked the most profound question that has ever been asked. And you have given us an opportunity to give the answer that we have been waiting a very long time to give. And that is... because the contrast of the bugs in the eye is a small price to pay for the exhilaration of that ride. And it is exactly the same way you felt when you made the decision to come into this physical existence. It's exactly the way you felt when you knew there would be contrast and you said, the ride is going to be worth it.
Thank you.
Got the power, you got the power, we got the power.
Hello, I'm Karen Tallcat Conley, third generation psychic medium with a full-time practice right here in the White Mountains.
I believe spirituality is meant to be surprising, chaotic, joyful, and humorous. My workshops are designed to empower you, uplift you, and put you in the groove. For workshop information or to schedule a personal reading, just log on to KarenTallCat.com, because you know you've got the power, baby.
Almeen, the greatest mystic of our time, invites you to join her as she shares powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. To find out more about Almeen and her work for the Mother Goddess of All Life, visit spiritualjourneys.com. As a Toltec Nagual, Almeen leads a life